It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning, and welcome to A Fraxis Friday. It's always a Fab Four Friday, where we play the Fab Four. The Beatles will be our bumper music going in and out of commercials today. And I just got word that Jerry Lee Lewis, the singer, at 87 has passed away. And his biggest song was Great Balls of Fire. You probably remember that. I don't remember the dates for that song, but I do remember the tune. And so he has passed away today, 87 years old. Hey, a couple of things going on at our sports station tonight. The Suns take on the Pelicans at 7 o'clock. And then over on our AM station in Havasu, 980 AM, you can hear the Kingman Fighting Knights taking on the Peoria Panthers. And that's a 7 o'clock game. Steve Greeley will bring you all the action. Tomorrow, we have Ohio State Buccaneers taking on the Penn State Lions. Nitty Lions. Okay. That's at 8:30. And then at 4 in the morning, at 4:30 in the afternoon, our Sun Devils take on the Buffaloes of Colorado. And Sunday we have the Denver Broncos taking on the Jaguars. And this is in London. Yeah, I was just reading that. That's a 6 a.m. game. So depending upon how big in sports you are, if you want to get up early on a Sunday morning. And then our Cardinals take on the Vikings at 10 a.m. 49ers take on the Rams after that game around 1 o'clock. And then Sunday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills take on the Packers at 4:30. Monday Night Football has the Browns versus the Bengals, and that's a 4:30 game. A couple things to tell you about going on around our community. First of all, the River Valley Artist Guild is seeking artists. For more information, check their Facebook page or call 928-234-4095. And we have a Halloween extravaganza. Let's back up. We have a trunk or treat tonight at Valley View Medical Center, 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock in Fort Mojave. The Boys and Girls Club have a Halloween bash and tons of candy tomorrow. And this is from 3:30 to 6 during the middle of the day. That's at the Boys and Girls Club in Bullhead City. Call 928-763-1411 if you have questions. Triple Farms Fall Festival in Mojave Valley, 9566 Evans Lane. And that's from 9 a.m. until 2, so that's during the morning. Questions, call 609-548-3870. And then tomorrow night, Make Bullhead Better has a trunk or treat at MCC in Bullhead City, 6:30 to 9:30. Questions, call Grace, 928-444-2896. And a lot going on. We're going to talk more about that in just a minute. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Yeah, relax and rejuvenation awaits you at the spa at Laughlin Ranch. Indulge yourself with a facial along with, a massage and a full body treatment and a pedicure. Yeah, fall special packages are available, and there's a couple suite, too. Yeah, the spa at Laughlin Ranch. Book yourself into there right now at LaughlinRanch.com. Remember, the public's always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. Arizona Comfort Solutions, our summer temps are starting to drop just a tad, but we're going to be back in the 80s here next week. So what about your swamper or your AC? Is it going to make it through the summer? Well, good question, right? In Bullhead City and Needles, everyone calls Arizona Comfort Solutions. Let them service your comfort tools, your thermostat, your AC, your swamp cooler, and then they come back in a couple months and take care of the furnace, heater, heat pumps, whatever you got. Arizona Comfort Solutions, give them a call, 928-758-2400. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, they celebrate Breast Cancer Awareness Month tomorrow at WORMC. You wear pink, and you get some pink tea and crumpets, and you're going to hear a little presentation about breast cancer awareness by Dr. Kitty. Yeah. And then you take home some girly gifts and some prizes. Any questions, call WORMC at 928-763-CARE. And now into the studio, and starting really slow, what the heck? Oh, there we go. All right. From the Love CD, the Beatles today. Because? Oh, they're slow. Okay. And welcome our guests. We have three guests in the studio. We have Crystal and Levi that represent Chambers Realty, and Erica, who is with MCC, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then how does Arizona West Side Wheelers come in?
That is our group, and it's like a family group that we have.
Oh, okay.
That we wheel on trails, and we also have a YouTube channel where we do product reviews as well as trails.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And we show our adventures on there.
Good.
Family,
put that microphone just a little closer to your mouth so everybody can hear you.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, don't be shy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not shy.
And the reason the three of you are here is you have a huge trunk or treat going on tomorrow night, the second annual, and you're all three the coordinators?
Correct.
Okay. So tell us about it.
So this is our second annual trunk or treat. Last year we decided that we wanted to do something for our community, and we decided to all get together, get our crew out there with their off-road vehicles, see what we could get the community to donate in candy, and what we could do for all the kids. Starting this year, we've decided to go a little bit bigger, and we were able to actually get the Northern Arizona Fire District to share their location with us to host our event, as well as Living Word Lutheran Church, where they're going to be actually doing games and additional activities. So we're doing
fabulous.
More than just candy this year.
And those two buildings are next to each other?
Yep, yes. Right next to each other. We'll have a crosswalk going back and forth to keep the kids safe.
Okay.
And that way the families don't have to worry about anything.
Right. And you were mentioning that your real estate office currently smells like candy because all the candy is stored there.
Yeah, definitely. It smells like bubble gum in there. We're thankful. We got a ton of really great sponsors that donated money for the candy, so we were able to go down and fill six very large shopping carts at Sam's Club.
Wow.
So
yes.
We got some full-size candy bars that we're going to be passing out as well, popcorn goodies, all kinds of different stuff. We'll have some food vendors there as well. Just going to be a really good time. Last year we had about 400 to 500 kids, I'd say. Seemed to go really well. Everybody was really excited. We were really excited to do it this year. We've actually been planning this since July.
Wow.
So,
how do you start planning a trunk or treat when it's 90 degrees?
Well, last year we decided the beginning of October to do it, and it was a mad dash scramble to get everything in order.
Yeah.
And so this year we decided let's step up the game and get things in order well ahead of time.
So are the three of you friends outside of here?
Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Because I just wondered how real estate and MCC got connected.
Well, it's not really MCC. It's AZ Westside Wheelers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're part of that
I just
group.
Work at MCC.
Yeah, her and her husband.
Good thing. You have to have a job.
Her and her husband, Joe, they started the Arizona Westside Wheelers. And through mutual friends, we all met. I'd say we've got about 15 different rigs in our crew. So it's growing. And like she mentioned, you know, you can check out our YouTube channel, AZ Westside Wheelers. Just about weekly videos on there. So.
Okay.
So we were all part of the Jeep community together in that group.
Ah.
And then me and my husband, Levi, and my brother, we have your Kingman Agents with Chambers Realty Group. We're our own team. So we just sort of stretch between the two and put together the events.
Okay. Very good.
Right.
So are you expecting more kids this year? It's the second year.
You know, it's hard to ever judge, you know, how many people are going to show up. It throws us off a little bit this year with Halloween being on a Monday. So
right.
We decided to do it the Saturday before. But we are expecting a great turnout. We have a lot of people that, around town saying, hey, I'll be there. So
good. So what time does it kick off?
Six.
It starts at 6 p.m.
Yep.
And when will it end? When you run out of
when
candy?
When we run out of candy. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So the earlier you get there, the more you get.
Yeah. No, definitely show up early. Like I said, we're going to have a lot of different activities and people. A lot of our sponsors are showing up as well to help pass out candy and bring other.
I was going to say, are you looking for people that want to come out and open their trunk full of candy?
We've got most of our spots filled.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, we have, like I said, about 15 different rigs plus side people bringing it, a couple different vehicles out. I know my wife set up for a helicopter to come.
We have CareFlight going to be coming and landing their helicopter for the kids to see with the fire
department.
Fabulous.
All right.
We have some special characters also that are going to be showing
up. Oh, yeah.
The Pumpkin Man.
I'm not going to make it.
Pumpkin Man and
We have
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Pennywise.
Oh, okay.
And I always correct me if I say the name wrong, but Menchie's Yogurt. They have their little Menchie's guy. He's going to come out. I know he's really popular with the kids.
Yes.
We have Scoopy and Bullhead, who's with Culver's. So. Well, this sounds like a fabulous event, and you have a lot more going on than just trunks full of candy.
Yeah.
Yes. We also have a coloring contest that we put together earlier in the month, and we've had kids throughout the community between ages 4 to 16 submitting all their art and such, and it's all going to be put up on the wall at the church. If you go inside, you'll be able to vote for the kids.
Oh.
Each age group wins different prizes. We're giving away fire tablets and laptops. And so
fire tablets at the fire station.
They'll be at the church is where we'll be doing holding that at next door.
All right. You get 16-year-olds that still want to color?
Then not many entries in that age group. It was more so it was mostly 4 years old to 12. We didn't get many entries for the higher.
Okay. Yeah.
We want to give everybody the chance. You never know who might want to participate.
Every 16-year-old has an iPhone, so
I know.
they're not into coloring anymore.
We thought they might want a laptop. You never know.
That could be too. You know, they might go, well, I might color. So I was pretty good when I was 6, you know.
Exactly. We've had some adults try to enter.
Yeah, well, because of the laptop, right?
Yeah. Yep,
that's the only reason. And not because they know how to color, because they want the laptop. So that's going to be pretty amazing, some kid win a laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. We have Mojave Mortgage as a sponsor, and a couple years ago I had three youth in here talking about COVID and how it works, studying from home and online learning and everything. The one kid said that it's terrible in my house. There's four of us with one laptop. And our phone rang, and it was Mojave Mortgage calling in saying, I need him to call me afterwards. I want his address. I'm going to ship him three laptops.
Nice.
And so he did. I don't know if you know who Mojave Mortgage
is. Nice.
I think they're in Kingman too now, right? I think. Oh, okay. Maybe. Maybe. We'll see. But anyways, so he gave away three laptops just because the kid's family needed it.
Right.
Yeah. So that's Chad at Mojave Mortgage. Who are all your sponsors? Somebody run down the list.
So we actually got quite a bit of people in the community to be part of this. They donated either money, advertising, or candy. So first we have Pond World. Then we have Copper Canyon Communications, One Stop Auto Body, Menchie's Frozen Yogurt, who's also going to be there with Menchie, Liquid Chicken Smoke Shop, Pinky's Towing Automotive, The Jenkins Group at Nova Home Loans, Justin Poulet Photography, Aloha Roofing, Desert Property Inspection Services, Sierra Tire, Service General Heating and Cooling, Mojave Block Co., and, of course, your amazing radio stations. We have the Nash and Radio Central who helped us out with this and lots of advertising. And, of course, all the main sponsors, your Kingman agents at Chambers Realty, Northern Arizona Fire District, Arizona Westside Wheelers, and Living Word Lutheran Church.
Wow. Okay. All right. Let's stick around. We're going to come back in just a minute and chat some more. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. And they'll be more than happy to answer your questions. A couple more things going on. There's a trunk or treat Monday night at the Bullhead City Library at 10 o'clock in the morning. Actually, it's in the morning. And then the big, huge trunk or treat in Bullhead City is at the Kiwanis trunk or treat and the Spook House at Gary Keith Park, and that kicks off at 5:30. Stick around. We're going to come right back and chat with you some more.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf Club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is currently in tip-top shape. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course, minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time now. Open early summer hours, 928-754-1243 or laughlinranch.com.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara at East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years' experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. So don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Everyone enjoys their perfect temperature at home or work. However, sometimes you need help getting that perfect temperature. Arizona Comfort Solutions serves residential or commercial, servicing your whole system. Arizona Comfort Solutions can fine-tune your thermostats, air conditioning units, or swamp coolers, keeping you cool all summer. In Bullhead City and Needles, call 928-758-2400. 928-758-2400.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Mortgage, who I talked about him a few minutes ago. Are you looking for some money, a vacation home, a pool, an add-on, or maybe a refi? You can call the founder and CEO, Mr. Chad Hansen, at Mojave Mortgage, 928-288-2691. You go in, you sit down at his big desk, and you fill out paperwork. You want a loan for $200,000. All right, then you look up, and you realize he's gone. There's no door. There's no window. Where'd he go? Well, his chair's a dumbwaiter. It goes down into the vault, and he gets your $200,000. He puts it on a silver platter and brings it up and hands it to you. It's that simple at Mojave Mortgage. Almost. Give him a call. 288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. Barron Services, experts in fire and security alarm systems, home or commercial, experts in swimming pools, home or commercial, plus experts in pest solutions, home or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Alarm systems, pools, and pest solutions. Call Barron Services, 928-758-5499. They sent me a text the other day. They were coming to our house. Yeah. Also, Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Would you like to enter the world of healthcare? Legacy Rehab and Care Center will hire, train, and get you certified through MCC as a certified nursing assistant, all while you're being paid. Legacy services include post-acute rehabilitation, physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, give them a call, 763-1404. All right, back in the studio, I guess we got about 5 minutes left here. And so, what is your role on tomorrow night? This is tomorrow night already, yeah. What would the three of you be doing?
Last year, I seemed to kind of coordinate. It's like we couldn't pass out candy fast enough, so I was running to each and every different vehicle, giving out more candy, just keeping an eye on it in general, you know. We've got our daughter and her friend, they have a little booth. They're going to be passing out some cupcakes and cookies.
Wow.
The wife usually passes out candy from our rig. We have two different Jeeps that we're going to be bringing.
Oh, okay.
So... pretty much that's just trying to get people in and out. So it's trying to, you know, give handfuls of candy. And, you know, that was one thing for us, too, is we had gone to trunk or treats in the past, and you wait in line for 2 hours and you go through and you get one piece of candy, and we wanted to change that. You know, my kids got pretty upset waiting that long, so we try to make sure that we're passing out ample amounts of candy to make it worth the kids' time and the parents' time
make
to bring
sure
them.
Make sure that line is moving smoothly and quickly so parents aren't standing out there in lines, because there's nothing worse than an unhappy child stuck in a line.
Do you have more vehicles this year giving out candy than you did last year?
We have almost 40 total vehicles this
year. Wow.
Last year, I think we had, do you know the count from last year?
16.
So, yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Big difference. It's grown quite a bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, these type of events are very popular, so my next guest is texting me. They're very popular, you know. For a family, you can take your children down there, and it's safe, safe environment.
Right.
You don't have to worry about, you know, anything happening, and usually at a trunk or treat, all the candy is safe.
Right.
So you don't have to worry about someone sticking something in their bag you don't want them to have.
Correct.
Exactly.
No. There's definitely no mystery with a candy. You know where
it's
coming
right.
from.
Yeah. You know? And if it takes an hour or two to go through it all, then, you know, that's just like trick or treating when it, you know,
when
we were all kids, you went out for a couple hours and trick or treated.
Right.
You don't especially go to house to house anymore.
Yeah, you
like
put all that
to.
Stuff on to make yourself look scary or whatever, you go out and trunk or treat.
I think they're all great. There's tons of trunk or treats going on the same night, and I hope the families get the opportunity to stop and see every single one of them, because I know everyone's put a lot of heart and time into these donations.
Yeah, that's just it. You know, there's a lot of time and money that goes into these things, and when they're all over with, you go, it's all over,
it's
you
done.
Know, and then you got to go, okay, who's got notes about next year? So you start planning the year out, and lots of fun, lots of fun. Can the public still donate candy to you guys if they want to?
Definitely. Sure. They can stop by Chambers Realty Group at 1812 Stockton Hill Road, or they can stop by Northern Arizona Fire District on Northern. I do not have that address. 2600 East Northern Avenue in Kingman, Arizona.
I was going to say, it's on your flyer.
I put it there.
Yeah.
All right, back to the flyer person.
So they can drop off candy there if they
either
want
location, to. Either location, and it'll go to the kids and to the event, definitely.
So if you live in Kingman, you want to stop by some store and grab a bunch of Kit Kats, you can drop them off there, huh?
We would really appreciate it. The kids will enjoy the bigger handfuls we can pass out.
Okay.
Yeah,
is there a phone number where anybody can call if they have questions?
You guys can call me directly at 928-263-9398, and that would be me, Crystal, with Chambers Realty, your Kingman agents.
Your Kingman agents.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And you don't want them calling you at MCC?
Oh, no. Go Big Horns, though. I'm just going to say that.
Just call Dr. Klippenstein, and he'll actually, James Darman is in the studio in Havasu right now. He's
going to be
up next at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
We're going to stick around. We're going to come right back with our next guest.
Look at all the lonely people.
Meet me at a Lost and Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Tourists, there's a better getaway. See your movie, hit the food court, bring your family down for all the best shopping. It's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Lost and Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help, or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals, servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship, and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband, or call 888-227-2095.
It's burgers, fries, and pie at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City. You'll have your choice of five custom-cooked burgers. Add cheese or bacon if you like, fries included. Then pick your favorite slice of fresh pies, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. If you like burgers, head to Perkins now. Plus, over 100 choices of Coke products. How perfect for the tail end of summer, but only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Aloha! Hi, this is Debbie Pennington with River Cities United Way. We are getting closer to our annual Aloha the Luau. Get your tickets today for this November 12th fundraiser. You can purchase online at havasuluau.com or you can call us directly at River Cities United Way. Authentic Hawaiian food and fire dancers will be featured on the beaches of the Nautical Beachfront Resort. United we win! Join us at the Aloha the Luau November 12th to support housing and food insecurity. For more information and tickets, go to havasuluau.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Walker Service Electric. Yeah, the Walker team, they're everywhere. They're all over Mojave County, Kingman, Havasu, and Bullhead City, and all the areas in between. Walker Service Electric, they take care of homes, apartments, condos, mobiles, and any size business. That's right. In Bullhead City, they're building Fire Station 2 right now, and they're also building Jimmy John's. Yeah, two different size buildings, just a little bit. Plus, they do new construction, as I just mentioned, and Highline Power. If you need an electrician, think Walker Service Electric. Grab your phone and give them a call, 928-718-9444. You should put that number in your cell phone because they're available 24/7 if you have an emergency. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, where today is Fish Friday, all the fish you can eat. It's also burger, fries, and pie time. Five different custom burgers, add cheese, add bacon, fries, and then you pick your favorite slice of pie. Oh, yeah. If you like burgers, head to Perkins right now. Plus, they have over 100 Coca-Cola products for you to choose from. How perfect is that to end the summer at Perkins in Bullhead City? Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, service in Mojave County since 1988 with recycle yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. They buy aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts, plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters, debris removal bins, construction site bins, and business curbside trash pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling, bulldogdisposal.com, or call 928-753-6786. Mojave Electric Cooperative, and TWN, they're partnering to bring you fast, reliable fiber internet. Yeah, I love it at my house. Plus digital phone and TV streaming service. Now you can enjoy all those services. What you got to pre-register, go to TWNcom, that's com.com/Mojave, or you can call 888-227-2095. All right, into the studio, and our next guest is here. Go ahead and throw that on. She just walked in. Hi, Maria. Put that microphone right in front of your mouth. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good. Good morning. Maria is a candidate for the Colorado River Union High School District Board, and I have a whole list of questions. I want to make it equal and fair, so I ask everyone the same question. So how long have you lived on the river?
About 29 years.
Okay. And are you involved in Bullhead, like in the Elks or Lions or Rotary or anything?
I'm involved in the River Fund.
Oh, okay. All right. What is your personal level of education?
Bachelor's degree.
Oh, okay. And what's your biggest personal accomplishment that you think in your lifetime?
Raising two wonderful kids.
Oh, okay. I hope they agree.
I hope so, too.
What career experience has prepared you to be a board member on the Colorado River Union High School District?
I think as I did my bachelor's degree in computer systems, and I have a minor in accounting. I did teach at the University of Baja in Mexicali for a couple years. And then I was a teacher aide for the district before. I worked with Judy Reeds and Dr. Carolyn Stewart.
Oh, okay.
Back in the days when my oldest son was in
third grade.
Oh, yeah?
So I have a passion for education. I had seen the work of administration and teachers to help us raise our kids and help them prepare for a future. So
what's your number one reason that you're running for the school board?
I've told you the story about my older son. Both of them graduated from Mojave High. My youngest son born in Needles Hospital. And when my son went to college, he went with a scholarship from an honor society. And he had honor classes, 4.0 GPA, did great. And he was interested in the medical profession. So he went to U of A and started in that career. And he quickly found out, and he wanted to come back home probably in the first month because he said the classes were very hard. And he felt that the people, that the students coming from Phoenix, Tucson, Yuma were better prepared than he was. So he said, "Mom, you know, that is much to be done in our school. The teachers are great, but he felt that there was opportunities there to raise the standard and able to prepare the kids to compete with the Phoenix kids." So that's something that stuck in my mind. And I thought, well, when I slow down in my career, and I wanted to do something to help other kids to be ready. Like my son changed majors and felt that he wasn't prepared. I want to do whatever it takes, and I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know what that looks like, but I know that I want to be there and I want to help to get our kids ready.
What do you feel our district is doing right now?
Well, we were invited to a training session that they had with the teachers not long ago, and I had a chance to speak with the superintendent, Dr. Richards, mm-hmm. and I really think the board did a great job by hiring him. I think he has the skills and the education and knowledge to be able to bring our schools where they need to be and get the kids ready for college or professional development for technical schools. And I think he already is doing a lot of great things. I think that training that he put together was great. I also saw the energy from the new teachers and the teachers that were being in Mojave High and River Valley for a long time. I saw that energy. I saw that engagement in that training room. So I do have a lot of high hopes because they do have a great staff right now.
Okay. What do you think where the college might have dropped, or the high school district has dropped the ball?
I don't know. I have to learn a little bit more about the standards to understand how that works. And I had heard bits and pieces from teachers that they say sometimes they lower the standards because of this situation or because this impediment that this child has or whatever the case is, and they kind of dilute the standard to adapt it to the person instead of getting the person to learn it to the standard that is set.
Okay. Do you feel the district is doing enough for homeless students?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. How about the special needs students? Do you think the district is doing enough for them?
I think they are. I was involved when I worked at the Aquarius, and we did a prom for them, and we catered food.
Oh,
and
yeah. Okay.
So we did some great things with the teachers. They're very vested. I know that it's always opportunities to do more, but I think they do a good job.
All right. What do you feel the biggest issue facing the school district is?
I think it's the same issue that everybody else faces. They don't have enough staff. They don't have enough teachers, and we're not able to attract teachers when we have California and Nevada next to us. And that's the situation I have in the hospital right now, is attracting any healthcare professionals to the area and keep them in the area. I may be able to get them from back east where they pay a little low, but then as soon as they come here, within a year or two, they're in California. So mm-hmm. I think they have the same dynamics on retaining teachers here in our school.
You talked about Dr. Carolyn Stewart. She mentioned a few weeks ago on the program that in 2019, pre-COVID, the United States was 1 million teachers short. Do you think it's any better now?
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so, because I just compare. I was in the hospitality industry, and I'm in the healthcare industry, and that has not changed. It got worse.
Okay. What do you feel that you personally bring as a quality, your personal quality, to the board?
I have a background both in accounting and human resources, so I'm hoping that I can help and support the recruitment side and be an advisor to different potential initiatives to find teachers, and then, you know, just support the superintendent on things that they're going to make us get our schools to grade A and our students to be ready.
Okay. Can you think of any reason why you wouldn't be able to make meetings, workshops, or state conferences?
No, I don't, unless health issues that keep me in bed or I'm contagious or something with this COVID thing going on. But no, other than that, no.
Do you think the school board should have term limits?
I think so. I think that we need to be able to prove that we're doing something for the school, for the district, and then if we're not doing what is expected of us, or we're not giving the results that is expected of us, then somebody else maybe need to step in.
Okay. Are you supported by any organizations in town?
No, not necessarily. We have a lot of friends that have been very supportive and actually give us money in the campaign. We have a wonderful manager. Medi is helping us with all the signs that you can see everywhere. And that is not inexpensive, but we had a great support in the community that have put through money to be able to do that.
Good. How do you think we can better prepare high school students for the workforce?
I think they already have some great programs in the high school. Mojave High, I like to see that in the academy and also in River Valley. They actually have, at least from my knowledge, I am very aware of what is in the medical field, but they also have, I think, carpentry and welding. They have now their first group of kids are going through, and they're going to come up with potentially a certificate for pharmacy techs.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, normally you go to Mojave Community College and get that. They have lab assistants and phlebotomy. They have CNAs, nurse assistants, and medical assistants. So they already have those that they come up, and you're able to make about $18 an hour. And you come up with a certificate. We're partner with Mojave High School, and we're ready to do that same thing for River Valley.
Okay. Can you explain the role and responsibilities of the board members?
I'm learning them. I know that we look into policy, and we make sure that policy aligns with what we want to do, where we want to go. And we have only one employee, Dr. Richards, and that's the only one that we hold accountable, we work with, and we support.
Okay. How do you feel the Anderson Fieldhouse is doing, in your opinion?
I think they're doing good now. I was trying to book it for my wedding, and I called in July, and they were booked all Saturdays. And this year I had to put a Saturday in January to be able to get in.
Oh, wow.
So that was great to hear, and I think the person that they have running it is doing a great job. He is getting a little bit more help, and I think they're doing good. I think they are, if I understood correctly, they're not on the loss side right now. They're doing better.
Good. Okay. How do you think we can strive for more A and B students at the school?
We just go back to just focus on the students and support the teachers and keep the standard. Don't lower the standard. So then, just find a way that each person learns. Not everybody learns the same way, and just figure out how we can get them to learn and get the standard and get the grades up.
Okay, let us take a break. You can catch your breath, and we're going to come right back and visit with you some more. A couple things going on. Also, don't forget the Matadors Golf Tournament is a week from Saturday, and you can sign up by calling Matt at Barron's at 928-758-5499. And they have a Calcutta on Friday night, then the golf tournament Saturday morning.
Yesterday, all my...
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu, plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
Bulldog Disposal and Recycling has been servicing Mojave County since 1988 with recycling yards in Kingman, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City. Why toss out things that can bring you cash? Aluminum, steel, brass, copper, cars, and car parts. Plus curbside trash pickup, roll-off bins, and dumpsters. Debris removal bins, construction site bins, business curbside pickup. Bulldog Disposal and Recycling at your service. BulldogDisposal.com or 928-753-6786.
Tuesday, November 8th is Election Day, and Mojave Electric Cooperative would like to remind you to vote the full ballot. To ensure safe, reliable, and affordable power, be sure to vote the Arizona Corporation Commission election on your ballot. The ACC commissioners oversee the state utilities, and we request your support in voting for those who support cooperative principles like reliability, co-op flexibility, affordability, and all types of generations. Please remember to vote November 8th.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Barron Services, family owned and operated on the Colorado River since 1991. A family business with high standards. Barron Services supports our Boys and Girls Club, Rotary Club, and many other civic organizations. Barron Services believes in quality, experience, and family. Barron Services are experts in security alarm systems, home or commercial. Experts in landscape installation, home or commercial. Experts in pest solutions, home and commercial. Barron Services, Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Needles. 758-5499.
Hear ye, hear ye. You talked, we listened. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. If you took advantage of the low interest rates within the past 2 years and don't want to change the terms of your first mortgage, but you still want cash to build that RV garage or casita, fear not. Mojave Mortgage now has a home equity line of credit available. For more information, visit MojaveMortgages.com or call 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS, 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License, 1001852.
There is one company that services all your insurance needs. Bullhead City Insurance Center insures auto, home, commercial, recreational vehicles, and even more. Bullhead City Insurance has many companies at their fingertips. This allows them to compare coverage, deductibles, and rates to locate you, the customer, the perfect coverage. Let Bullhead City Insurance work for you. Licensed in Arizona, California, and Nevada. 928-768-4211.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other love.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by ProFit Kitchen. Yes, I'm in the Riverview Mall, right at the end of Marina Boulevard, rolling into their second year, getting ready to build in Mojave Valley, and getting ready to open in Kingman. Yes, they're going to expand. And you, too, can get healthy food, healthy meals, breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And check the website, and you can see their whole menu. We get a lot of people that go in there, and they order their meals on the weekends, pick them up Monday morning, and they're set for lunch for the whole week. And you can see the whole menu at ProFit Kitchen. That's KITCHIN. Yes, you've spelled it wrong your whole life. KITCHIN.com. And prepare yourself. On the 11th of each month, they give away 11%. And they give it away last month to Valley View Medical Center and CareFlight. So, for their Shop with a Cop program. Shop with a First Responder. So, Kitchen, Bath, and Beyond. Yes. Remodeling kitchens and bathrooms on the Colorado River since 2005. A new custom floor, new custom cabinets, and new custom countertops. Homes, mobile homes, and even commercial buildings, you all need a modern functioning kitchen or bathroom. See the showroom, call Kitchen Bath & Beyond at 928-788-1000. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for shopping and lunch or dinner, you know, depending on what time you come here. We got three great restaurants downstairs and the ice cream snack store over in the corner. Plus, upstairs, well, let's see, a thrift shop to the Watchman, sports items to famous shoes, sunglasses to Route 21, and five businesses in the front of the mall that face Casino Drive. TWN Communications, yes, continuing to grow in our service area, their service area, and our community. TWN is available in your area? Well, you have to go to the website and find out. Pre-register today at TWN.com, that's com.com/Mojave. And then they'll send you emails and keep you up to date when they're coming to your neighborhood. They may already be there and you don't know it. You can also call 888-227-2095. And you can also stop by their new offices. They're on Silver Creek Road right behind Glam RN. All right, we've got a few minutes left here with Maria. And if you have questions, 702-298-1063, you can call in and be a part of the program. Do you think that our high schools challenge our students enough?
I think that is room for improvement.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. Are you aware of the students that are involved with dual enrollment classes?
Yes, I am. Like I mentioned, my son had already a few credits and was honors and dual enrollment.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great opportunity. I know of some that have already graduated from high school with an associate's degree, and that is a great thing.
Yeah,
for
I'm pushing my granddaughter and her cousin to do that. They're both juniors. One's at River Valley and one's at Bolt Mojave. And so far they've been doing pretty good, but because I follow them really close.
That's great.
Yeah. Is the CRUSH budget, or CRUSH Colorado River Union High School District budget, adequate?
No. No, they. I know right now they have some challenges with end-of-life equipment and equipment not working properly, air conditionings, and some of those things.
Would you favor seat belts on new school buses that are purchased?
Yes.
Okay, because right now they don't come with seat belts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm out of my questions.
Well, I just wanted to give a shout out to my church. They actually support me on getting the signatures.
Oh, okay.
Most of the signatures were from a Harvest Bible Church. Mm-hmm. They really helped me on getting that, and some other friends. So
good.
I appreciate that, because I was running in the last 3 weeks when I decided to run, trying to get the signatures, and I end up with over 350 signatures.
Oh, okay.
So that was good.
So if you are a winner and they want you on the school board, when do you take your seat?
January 1st.
Oh, January 1st.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Maria, I have no more questions. Is there anything you want to add? You're the HR director at Valley View Medical Center.
Yeah, actually, Feliciano, our CEO, is very supportive. He is very involved in the school here in Laughlin, and he is part of the board for this side, and he's very supportive and has guided me a little bit through this process as well.
Good.
And I'm not their director anymore. I stepped down to a manager position. I'm recruitment manager. I work from home. I'm able to spend time with my grandbaby and with my parents and with my family. So I wanted to just take a step down and be able to enjoy life and do what I'm doing right now.
But the recruitment part is the hardest part.
It is. I love it. You know, you get to talk to a lot of people, and I'm recruiting for both facilities, and you know,
for Havasu also.
Yeah, for Havasu too. Yeah. So yeah, it's challenging, but it's rewarding at the same time when you find great people to work with.
Right. So then, are you getting word from Feliciano? I need this, and I need this, and I need this.
Of course,
and
you know,
in Havasu too. Yeah.
Yes, and we're very close. Valley View I think people are more attractive to move from outside of the area into value into Fort Mojave and Bullhead City than they are in Havasu, and I think it's the cost of living and the lack of housing.
Yeah, I have a buddy of mine who is a kind of an assistant superintendent in Havasu, but he lives in Mojave Valley, and someone recently asked him, why don't you move to Havasu? And he said, because if I was to move to Havasu, my $200,000 home would cost me $400,000.
Yes, so, that is that huge of a difference.
Yeah, yeah. He's done the research, so he knows. But, yeah, it does make it difficult sometimes.
Yeah.
So where are you recruiting most of your nurses from?
We're going to Florida is a big target area because we pay about 15 to 20% more here. So that's one of our areas. But we go everywhere. We go not to Nevada and California, but we go to Utah. We go to Texas, New Mexico, the areas close by. We're also doing internationals, like Dr. Carolyn Stewart's talking about that. We actually have probably about 15 nurses coming through the international programs, too.
Okay. Where'd they come from?
All over the world. Europe, a couple from Philippines, Africa. We have a couple from Africa as well.
Okay. And doctors, too?
I do not recruit doctors, but they do have J-1 visa doctors that are coming from other countries as well.
So you don't recruit doctors?
No. And all the providers are recruited by somebody else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. And how long have you been at Valley View?
Since January 2018.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. And now you recruit for two hospitals.
Yeah.
That's a full-time job from home.
It is. It is.
That's a lot of work.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Give us one last reason why we should vote for you.
Well, you will have somebody that really is committed to improve the education for our children. I can promise you that.
Good. All right. My CD player just messed up on me. I love it when it does this. All right, Maria, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate all your answers and your time, and best of luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
All right, a couple things coming up. I mentioned earlier James Jarman is next with Paul Lavoie in Lake Havasu City with Speak Out. If you want to call into that show, 854-5687. And Monday on the program here, we're going to talk about Halloween. We're going to have Artie Lexman in here, and who is also running for the Colorado River Union High School District. And Jeff Wilson with Arizona Comfort Solutions will be here to talk about comfort tools and what he can do to help you. One more thing here, the 11th, week from Saturday. We Care Cancer Support has a golf tournament at Laughlin Ranch. $75 to get involved. Call 928-404-1255. And then there's a blood drive on the 11th at Bullhead Health Club. And that's 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock. Call 877-258-4825 to get involved with Vitalant. And then the Colorado River Community Concerts, where our first one is on the 9th. At Mojave High School, showtime is 7 o'clock. It's Side Street Strutters. And you can get a hold of Julie Hassett, who runs that, at 928-727-9100. Hey, that's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Have a great weekend. And remember, in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
And in the end, the love you take is equal.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.